fell on willing ears. And criers came at once to tip out water over their hands, while young men filled the wine bowls and dipped a measure into every cup. They spilt their offerings and drank their fill, then briskly left the hut of Agamemnon. Nestor accompanied them with final words and sage looks, especially for Odysseus, as to the effort they should make to bring the son of Peleus round. Following Phoenix, Ajax and Odysseus walked together beside the tumbling, clamorous, whispering sea, praying hard to the girdler of the islands that they might easily sway their great friend's heart. Amid the ships and huts of the Myrmidons they found him, taking joy in a sweet harp of rich and delicate make, the crossbar set to hold the strings being silver. He had won it when he destroyed the city of Eetion, and plucking it he took his joy. He sang old tales of heroes, while across the room, alone and silent, sat Patroclus, waiting until Achilles should be done with song. Phoenix had come in unremarked, but when the two new visitors, Odysseus leading, entered and stood before him, then Achilles rose in wonderment and left his chair, his harp still in his hand. So did Patroclus rise at sight of the two men. Achilles made both welcome with a gesture, saying, "Peace! My two great friends, I greet your coming. How I have needed it! Even in my anger, of all Achaeans, you are closest to me." And Prince Achilles led them in. He seated them on easy chairs with purple coverlets, and to Patroclus, who stood near, he said, "Put out an ampler wine bowl, use more wine for stronger drink, and place a cup for each. Here are my dearest friends beneath my roof." Patroclus did as his companion bade him. Meanwhile, the host set down a carving block within the fire's rays. A chine of mutton and a fat chine of goat he placed upon it, as well as savory pork chine. Automedon steadied the meat for him, Achilles carved, then sliced it well and forked it on the spits. Meanwhile, Patroclus, like a god in firelight, made the hearth blaze up. When the leaping flame had ebbed and died away, he raked the coals, and in the glow extended spits of meat, lifting these at times from the firestones to season with pure salt. When all was done, and the roast meat apportioned into platters, loaves of bread were passed round by Patroclus in fine baskets. Achilles served the meat. He took his place then opposite Odysseus, back to the other wall, and told Patroclus to make offering to the gods.